actually. I think it's a kick forwards into the right.
Is that intentional runner? It's going to get there. Oh, excuse me. Look at this one.
This could be close. This could be really close.
Happy Thursday, Neil. We're not recording this on Thursday, but
we're not.
We're going to pretend that we are. How's your week going so far? Try and pretend.
It's a pretty normal week. Can't lie.
Nice.
I may or may not have accepted a new position, so we'll see.
What?
Well, like
the promotion.
The assistant thing?
Yeah. Nice.
I don't know if it's technically a promotion. I don't know. I give myself too much credit there. I don't know.
Well, anyway, it's still me, your host, Tom, and our European culture correspondent, Neil Del Strito. All
right.
We are in Florida once again this week, and we'll be for the next few weeks, obviously, other than the Puerto Rican Open, which we're not going to talk about, because, why would we? Elevated Status is back for a few weeks here at the Mr. Palmer's tournament at Bay Hill. The creme de la creme. We've got 40 of the top 50 OWGR players in the world. We've got Cole Hammer. We've got Justin Suh, who we did not talk enough about last week. Korn Ferry Player of the Year last year. Excited to watch him continue to grow on tour. So, Neil, any predictions for who you think is going to show out? Obviously, Scotty's defending. John Rahm might never lose a golf tournament ever again. Rory likes this place.
Mm-hmm. I see Francesco and
Jason Day is honestly playing pretty well this year. That might be sneaky money.
I'll take Scotty.
I'll take Scotty to repeat. I would love to see Scotty and John go head to head again, which we absolutely easily could. Zach Johnson played pretty well at the Honda. Don't think he's going to play that well at Bay Hill, but would love that. It's good to see Patrick getting out on course on the Young Kids Tour once again. I'm going to put my money on Jason Day. I think that would be absolutely hysterical. Not that hysterical. He's got some of the best strokes gained numbers so far in the 2023 calendar year, or maybe calendar season. So that would be really fun. It might be a little too much of a test for him. Although he played really well at Riv, and there's not really a harder regular season test than the Riv. So yeah, you heard it here first, Jason Day.
Wow, Jason Day. That'd be fun. I like that.
That'd be fantastic.
Payne Stewart's got the record for 72 holes. Wow.
Yeah, 72 hole record. Andy Bean shot a 62 here in 1981, as well as Greg Norman in 1984 and Adam Scott in 2014. They've all shot 62 at Bay Hill. I've never heard of Andy Bean. Let's do a quick, Google search.
Bad radio.
Terrible radio, but I'm very curious. He's a University of Florida Gator. He was raised in Jekyll Island, Georgia.
Island,
you remember we talked about Jekyll Island?
I do remember talking about that.
That's a crazy throwback. He has 11 PGA Tour victories, the 1986 Byron Nelson, and he won the 2008 Charles Schwab. All right. He was on a stacked team on the 1973 University of Florida Gators. Woody Blackburn, Phil Hancock, Gary Koch. They won the SEC and the NCAAs. All right, he never won a major. There you go, folks. After commercial, we're going to do some of our favorite sweaters, both in general, in pop culture, maybe sweaters that we've seen people wear in honor of Mr. Palmer. All right, back from commercial here. We're talking about some of our favorite sweaters. I know personally some of my favorite sweaters are available for purchase on the Banty website. The crew necks that we posted a few weeks ago on Instagram are fire, incredibly comfortable. You can, of course, save 10% if you use the code WANDOVER when you're purchasing that sweater.
You hear that, Cork?
Our good buddy Cork, who just won a Super Bowl and certainly, is in a place to splurge a little bit, said he was going to buy one and has not yet. So putting him on blast for all the listeners to hear. Cork, buy a sweater, as well as, all of our friends buy a sweater. Neil, what are some of your favorite sweaters?
Well, Chris Evans and Knives Out really set the standard for what a good cable knit sweater should be for our generation. That's certainly up there for me.
Little inside baseball. I got Chris Evans and Armie Hammer confused on our first taping of this segment.
Derailed the whole segment.
My apologies to Chris Evans. He is not cannibalistic. That is Armie Hammer.
Yes.
I do get them confused sometimes. That's on me. But it was pretty funny. But unfortunately, we had to delete that whole recording because I said some pretty inflammatory things. I'm a big sweater vest fan. Both puffy and cotton.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Vineyard Vines cotton sweater vest that I got for Christmas that I wore like every day at my boarding school, which checks, I guess.
It does check.
I look outside of that boarding school community, people did not care for that sweater. But I very much enjoyed it. I got rid of it this summer at the behest of she who shall remain nameless, and I regret it. She was like, "You look like a douche nozzle." And she was probably right, but I really like that sweater. Mr. Rogers sweater collection.
Mm, yes.
Of course, maybe the goat of all goats.
Guy came in with the drip every time.
Some of your other favorite sweaters, Neil?
The Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite sweater in the National Hockey League.
That's a great sweater.
Favorite sweater in the NHL?
My favorite sweater in the NHL at the moment, I'm going to stick to Original Six because I think you can only say sweater about that.
Really?
I don't know.
You're that strict about the definition?
I think I'm being asinine with that, but I think the word sweater should have a deeper meaning.
Interesting.
The hard black Bruins jersey with the B on it, I'm loving that look right
really?
Now. Really okay. Loving it.
Okay.
On a related note, the hockey sweater by Chris Rossier. Roche Crozier. A great short story. Roche Carrière is who wrote that. I had to read it for Canadian history last year. Highly recommend reading it. It goes into a lot about the meaning of the Catholic Church in Québécois culture.
It does.
The meaning of hockey in Québécois culture. All around, good short story. Highly recommend. Shout out to you, Jeffers Lennox, for making me read that. Really liked your class. Some of your other favorite sweaters, Neil?
I don't have one in my collection, but I need one, and that's a turtleneck.
I don't know what a turtleneck at the moment either.
And that's a fold on my part. It's a classy look. You throw that with a blazer?
I don't think...
a blazer, or perhaps a
peacoat.
A peacoat.
Or any sort of warm jacket.
Yes.
You can't... Mm-mm. I don't think you can wear a turtleneck on its own, though.
Interesting.
Like, I would
It's usually a nip show. Usually there's a lot. Like, a lot of times...
This is a PG show, real. Come on.
I'm talking about a bed.
I just don't think, like, I also have a very long neck and a very extended Adam's apple.
I know. That's my one. That's a good pause.
And I would be
a little bit. I like things touching my Adam's apple.
Pause. this segment's gone a little bit off the rails. I'll try to think of a few more sweaters. When I worked at J. Crew, I had a lot of great sweaters. I still have. I have a great striped sweater, akin to the one in the SpongeBob song.
Yes.
The best time to wear a striped sweater. I had a great striped sweater. It's starting to get a little loose, but I like it. A great green kind of lightweight cable knit. When I go to Ireland, I'm definitely gonna pick up a nice cable knit sweater.
Wool.
Certainly wool. Hopefully I'll get to meet the sheep beforehand. Shaun the Sheep was a great show.
We had that conversation. They don't kill the sheep.
No, I know.
We had this conversation.
I know, but I do feel so bad. When
Why? They like it.
I know that it feels great for the sheep, but it just looks so unpleasant.
I guess it does,
I can't get it out of my head. I know it probably feels fantastic.
They feel light and whatever.
Yeah, I just can't get the image of them getting all like body slammed and put in a chokehold for them to get a haircut. I know there's not another way to do it, but it upsets me a little bit. And then my last favorite kind of sweater is, so I played college baseball as well as college golf,
right,
as some of you might know. The overshirt that you wear when you're a PO, like the no hood sweater. Usually, oh god, nothing more comfortable in the world. They're so nice. And my laptop froze. Anyway, we'll see you next week. Swing it.
like a boomerang. A tank come around, round, wanna hit the top, top. Ooh, da, la, 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 la.
Chip, putt, you know what's the big whoop? When I play my game, and then I make my mama proud.
Woo. Smash, bang, you gotta hit the ball far. Then the crowd goes, woo. Then you hear the
ooh, da, la, 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 la.
Tweet, tweet. I want my birdies all day long, let the bogeys go and say, hey.
Ooh, da, la, 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 la.
Hey. You wanna play with the pros now?
Hey.
You gotta hit it in the hole now?
Hey.
You wanna reach that top, yeah?
Hey.